brutal killers. Not nice people at all, but you have to vote for him. You have no choice.
Philadelphia Eagles star DeSean Jackson is apologizing after sharing an anti-Semitic quotation falsely attributed to Hitler on...
I believe he is a gift from God that's trying to save our country.
Islamophobic attacks in the UK.
I grew up in a church where secular music was the same.
A world ridden with hatred and intolerance. A world that too often divides rather than unites. A world that sees religious difference rather than religious harmony. Humans categorize individuals into social groups, of which prejudices and stereotypes are then formed around. Amongst these biases is bigotry on the basis of religion, something that has plagued our world for centuries. But why discriminate against another for their faith of choosing when we are all humans alike at the core? Humans have coexisted despite differences for millions of years. There are some 4,300 religions of the world, each unique and different from the next. Religion touches on everything about the world around us, ranging from the explanations we seek about the creation of the universe, to our purpose and moral duties, to the way we behave and treat one another, to how we interact with society by the values, laws, and beliefs that govern us. But we are not sectioned off by religion in our world. Our neighbors are of different faiths. Our friends, teachers, and co-workers may be of different faiths. It is important for us to connect and understand one another despite these differences. This is called Interfaith Study. I'm Avery Schwartz, and this is In Good Faith, Listening to the Other Side.
I think that the importance of interfaith study is knowing that you all believe in something and understanding what other people believe in and coming together as a whole community to make the world a better place using our faith to guide us. When there's times when we disagree, that we can engage in that difficult conversation and continue to learn and work together.
That's Jessica Herman, Director of Youth Engagement and Experiential Education at Temple Sheree Tefila.
Sometimes it's a little more challenging for us to come together with folks whose religion looks a little bit different or believes different things than us. We're all working towards the same goal and we're using faith to guide us.
And what exactly would you say that shared goal is amongst all faiths?
I would say for us in Judaism, the end goal, right, is tikkun olam, this idea of repairing the world. And I think that at the core of every religion and every religious organization that I've worked with, everyone has that similar goal. I think that the story and the messaging and the wording might be a little bit different, but at the end of the day, it's all about how do we make the world a better place and how do we do that through building community and listening to our neighbors and working together.
And Jessica is not alone in this realization. Alyssa Michaels, Director of Middle and High School Youth Programs at the Presbyterian Church, also recognizes how, from one religion to the next, we are all out to make the world a better place and fix what has been broken.
And it's just important to know that, you know, your way isn't the only way. When you're looking at different religions and what you learn, a lot of them, like you said, have the same end goal. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like the way that they practice it, how they're putting words to it that people, I think, debate about.
When I was younger, my teachers always emphasized the idea that working in groups and thinking collaboratively would lead to a better product. This still stands today. In high school, we are encouraged to put our heads together with other students to create a mixing pot of all of our own unique ideas and opinions to create what is ultimately the best final product that we can. I think this concept applies pretty well to religion.
Well, for me personally, I think especially with Judaism, there really is such like a huge crossover. There's so much that's similar. I mean, really the only difference is one other book, you know? Yeah. So when we planned, it was, you know, we would kind of think of a topic that we wanted to discuss, and both of us would kind of bring to the table something maybe from, you know, from Christian scripture and then from Judaism.
Allow me to interrupt right here and explain. Alyssa is talking about a trip to the Dominican Republic in which both her and Jessica Herman were religious leaders, This was an interfaith organization in which students from Temple Sharia Tefillah and the Presbyterian Church traveled to the DR to a town called La Guama for 1 week. I'll let high schoolers Brennan Schildkraut and Molly Flynn take it away.
That's what's so great about the trips, and even the people in the community, like, they're very religious in the communities, but at the end of the day, we all connect with one another. We can all say hi to one another. We can understand each other's like expressions. And we, even though we don't speak the same language and we don't share the same religion, we all want to be in the same places in life, and we can work off one another to get there. So that's what's really amazing about it.
The Dominican Republic trips completely opened my eyes as to what different faiths actually practice and study, because I was not shown that very much.
Quick note. Molly, although she is a member of the Presbyterian Church, is not actually a practicing Christian.
And I think it's so important to be able to immerse yourselves in all forms of religion, even if you don't really believe in it or relate to it.
It's all about learning different cultures, because learning about different cultures, religions, and learning to accept one another, that's the biggest part. And I think that's over the trips, and our temple stresses that.
And being able to sit down and talk with the rabbi about his faith and relating it to our trip was so eye-opening and amazing to see. And even like the services were some of the most memorable parts of my trip, and I'm not even Jewish. And a really good thing is you're able to understand all of your friends' beliefs and you're able to experience something that they haven't shown you before.
So Brendan, you've now been on this trip 3 times, and Molly, you've been on it 2x. What are some of the relationships that you formed with people from other faiths by participating in this interreligious practice?
Those relationships are honestly like the strongest relationships I have, because the amount of time we spend together and getting to know each other and like learn to empathize for one another and understand. So those are some of my best relationships that I have. And like, they're always there for us.
A lot of my closest friends are of the opposite religion of me, which I think is so amazing that we can all just like experience the same things together and love each other no matter what our religion is.
Now there's one last person I'd like you to meet. Rabbi David Wilfond. He is the new head rabbi at Temple Sharia Tefillah and has already expressed excitement to engage and bring new interfaith work to the temple. When I asked Rabbi Wilfond how he would define interfaith, he shared an analogy with me that I don't think I will ever forget.
Imagine if people were to say, we should only have clarinets and forget all other instruments. Or people are to say we should only have trumpets and forget everything else, or only the violin. You could do it, but the truth of the matter is the music of the world would be pretty bland. When I played my clarinet, I never felt, if somebody was playing the trumpet near me, that it diminished my being a clarinet. I didn't feel less of a clarinet. I wonder sometimes, for people who aren't in the right headspace, do they feel that being in connection with somebody of a different background diminishes their background? I want to sigh if the answer is yes. You know, if does somebody feel less Jewish because they're talking to somebody who's Christian, or they feel less Christian if they're talking to somebody who's Muslim, or feel less Muslim if they're talking to somebody who's Hindu? Do they feel, I don't know, less good because they're talking to somebody who's different? If they do, there's something sad inside of that person. I'm convinced that if God has a symphony, God wants us all to be as full clarinets and trumpets and strings as we can be, and that when we're in harmony with each other and sharing and learning, there's a music that is far more rich and beautiful. And I think that's the true music of the universe.
I could not agree with Rabbi Wilfond more. I was taken aback by this beautiful picture he painted. This led me to think about all of the ways in which we can create a symphony of religions and practice interfaith. What I've learned is that the key elements are opening our ears, eyes, hearts, and minds to one another, and to be willing to listen to one another without judgment, to have compassion and character. These are the values at the core of interfaith study.
But that empathy means that you just know how to listen and how to take in a meaningful way what people are saying and to be present.
Or your differences, and you're all bonding over, in the end, what's the same emotional human connection and experience.
It's very important to learn from each other, because that's something, the most useful tool that we have and that God gave us. Agree with each other's opinions or not, you have differences. I mean, you're still human.
You really can't respect people without empathizing with them. You need to open your arms to everyone's religion.
To go beyond the externals of color or religion or gender, etc., and to be less judgmental of the souls of other human beings.
And that's all for today on In Good Faith, Listening to the Other Side. I'm Avery Schwartz. Thanks for joining me.